Patient last name is Azias, and Zebra, A-R-G-H-O-N-A. That is the last thing. First name is S-U-L-T-A-N-I. I'm sorry, the last thing is actually S-U-L-T-A-N-I. That's the last name. First name is Azias and Zebra, A-R-G-H-O-N-A. That's the first name. Their visit is August 22, 2023. Their birth is August 15, 1960. Next paragraph, chief complained of chronic migraine headache disorder. Next paragraph, history present illness. Patient is a 63-year-old female with a history of chronic migraine headache disorder. First up, patient tells me that she started having chronic migraine since December of 2015. First up, patient has been having head pain, associated with the light sensitivity and sound sensitivity. First up, patient has a lot of headaches, about 16 headache days per month. She has about 16 migraine headache days. She has 16 migraine headache days per month. Majority of her pain is in the occipital area. Patient has nausea and vomiting. The most of these migraine attacks last about 6 hours. Patient tells me that she has tried various medication, including Topamax, gabapentin, propranolol, Imitrax, and Maxol. None of those medications were effective for her. The only thing that works for her is a Botox injection. The Botox injection is able to decrease her migraine headaches from 16 days a month, down to 2 days per month. Patient has significantly improved with the migraine with the Botox injection. Next paragraph, medical history, anemia next summer, low blood pressure next summer, chronic migraine headache disorder. Next paragraph, medication, gabapentin, Prozac, acyclovir, meloxicam. Next paragraph, allergies, no longer allergies. Next paragraph, social history, patient's divorced, that she has 2 children. First up, patient is currently unemployed. The first up, patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history, there's no family history of similar medical conditions. A review system, patient has vision problem, joint pain, muscle pain, cramps. First up, the next paragraph, impression, chronic migraine headache disorder. First up, a patient has been having chronic migraine headaches since 2015. In December, first up, a patient tells me that before the Botox injection, she used to have 16 migraine headache days per month. Each migraine headache would last about 6 hours. Since the Botox started, her migraine headache frequency is decreased to 2 days a month. The headache intensity is down to 1 out of 10. Patient has significant improvement from the Botox injection. Helps her significantly with the headache and also the back of the head pain. Next paragraph, patients tried various medications, including Imitrax, Maxalt, propranolol, Topamax, and gabapentin. None of those medications were effective for her headache. Botox is effective. Patient is currently requesting for another Botox injection. Next paragraph, patient explained to patient about diagnosis. Next summer, we'll perform a Botox injection today. Next paragraph, of risk and benefit were explained to the patient. Benefit would include alleviation of the migraine headaches. Risk would include muscle weakness, diplopia, double vision, short of breath, and death. Patients agreed to the risk and benefit. Botox injection was performed today. There's no complications. For another appointment in 3 months. This marks the end of the patient. Next patient, the same patient. Date of service is April 15, 2025. Next paragraph, chief complaint, chronic migraine headache disorder. Next paragraph, a history, present administration have history of migraine headache disorder since 2015. Patient tells me that the Botox continues to be very effective for her migraines. Before the Botox injection, time of patient was having 16 migraine headaches day per month. Since the Botox injection, she only have 1 or 2 days of migraine headaches per month. The intensity used to be 10 out of 10. Now the intensity is only 1 out of 10. Her usual migraines used to last about 6 hours each time. She tried various medications, including Imitrax, Maxalt, Propranolol, Topamax, and Gabapentin. None of those these medications were effective for migraines. Only Botox was effective. It's very past medical history, chronic migraine headache disorder, anemia, and low blood pressure. Next for current medication, gabapentin, Prozac, acyclovir, and meloxicam. Allergies, normal drug allergies. Next for social history, patients are divorced with 2 children. A patient does not smoke, patient does not drink alcohol, patient she does not use illicit drugs. Next for family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition. Next for a review system, patient's vision problems, joint pain, muscle pain, cramps, numbness. Patient also depression. Next for chronic migraine headache disorder. A patient tells me that the Botox has been significantly helping her migraine headaches. She used to have migraine headaches at 16 days per month. Intensity were 10 out of 10. Each migraine headaches usually last about 6 hours. Since the Botox injection, her headache frequency significantly reduced to 2 days per month. Headache intensity is from 10 out of 10 down to 1 out of 10. Patient has significant improvement with the Botox injection. Denies any side effects. She's very happy with the Botox injection. She's requesting for another Botox injection today. This is for recommendation. Explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Discuss the risk and benefit for Botox injection. Explain the patient. The risk would include muscle weakness, double vision, short of breath, dysphagia, and death. Patient explained to the patient the benefit would include alleviation of the headaches. Patient agree to the risk and benefit. Next one, Botox injection was performed today. There's no complication. It was a successful injection. Next number, recommendation probably in 3 months. Next patient, date of service is February 28, 2026. Chief complaint, chronic migraine headache disorder. History of present administration is a 63-year-old female. Comma, chief complaint of a chronic migraine headache disorder. Patient tells me that she has been having migraine headaches since 2015. Majority of their pain is in the back of the head. The patient tells me that before the migraine injections, patient has significant headache, and back of the head pain about 16 migraine headache days per month. With the Botox injection, she now has 2 migraine day headaches day per month. The headache usually lasts about 6 hours. Patient tells me that the headache intensity used to be 10 out of 10. Now it's just 1 out of 10. Patient has significant improvement with the Botox injection. Patient also tried various medications before, including Imitrax, Maxalt, Propranolol, Topamax, and Gabapentin. None of these medications were effective for the migraine headaches. Only the Botox were effective for the migraine headaches. Thanks for past medical history, chronic migraine headache disorder. Next number, anemia. Next number, low blood pressure. Next number, current medication, gabapentin, Prozac, acyclovir, meloxicam. Next number, allergies, no known drug allergies. Social history, patient does not does not smoke. A patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. But she's divorced with two children. Family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Expert of a review system. Patient has a vision problem, joint pain, muscle pain, cramps, and numbness. An expert of impression, chronic migraine, headache disorder. A patient has significant improvement with Botox. A patient continued to see improvements from the Botox. Before the Botox injection, a patient usually have 16 migraine headache days per month. Since the Botox injection, she only have 2 migraine headache days per month. The migraine headaches usually last about 6 hours. Intensity is 10 out of 10. Now her intensity is only 1 out of 10. The patient is very happy with her injections. Patients try various medications for the migraines, including Imitrax, Maxalt, propranolol, Topamax, and gabapentin. None of those medications were effective for the migraine headaches. Patients currently requesting for another injection for the migraines. Next paragraph. A recommendation. Explain to patient the above diagnosis. Next time, explain to patient the risk and benefit for a Botox injection. Explain to patient the benefit would include alleviation of the headaches. Muscle weakness, paralysis, short of breath, double vision, disfigurement, and death. Patient agrees to the injections. The injection standard. Botox injection was performed today. There was no complication. Next recommendation for being 3 months. This morning, the patient.